So we introduced you to the Dub CNN viewers almost 2 years ago. Since then, you released your album Up for the Crown, and you've come a long way. Tell us where you come from and where you're trying to end up.
Well, man, you know, I came from L.A., man, from the streets, you know, in the 80s, man, you know, Southgate, hometown, you know what I'm saying, grew up right there, you know, back in the days, man, you know, Pops put me on, you know, my fam, you know, old school stuff, man, the funk, you know, so, you know, some Slave and some Cameo, and, you know, my brother would always, you know, I'd roll around with my brother in the sixth tray, you know, shit, down Pacific Boulevard, man, you know, down Slauson and HP, man, just bumping. And, you know, he put me on game, man. You know, he bought me my first beat machine, VR-202. And ever since then, man, I've just been banging out tracks. And, you know, he's my inspiration, man, you know. And he put me on game when, you know, when Quick came out in WA. And, you know what I'm saying? And ever since then, man, you know, that's all I've been doing, man, is just dropping these beats and putting these projects out, man, working with the best, dog, you know. And the shit gets tighter every day, man. And, you know what I'm saying? It's popping, man. You know, I couldn't ask for anything more right now, dog. It's going down real cool, you know, putting out the Up for the Crown, you know what I'm saying, Sugar Free and Badass and 40, and, man, you know,
right.
It was a blessing, man. We pushed a lot of shit in the street.
Right, right. So, you know, being a producer yourself, who are your influences and, you know, whose sound did you look up to?
Man, the first cat was Quick. And because Quick bought the funk, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Dre was tight, you know. I was always like, yeah, man, but the Quick, he had the funk, he had the proper samples, everything, man, you know. And, you know, my sound is just, you know, I ain't trying to get his sound, but, you know, you work off pretty much whatever he shoots at you. Sometimes you might find a certain sound that he's throwing out at you, man. It's just like, damn, well, why did he put that up in there? But where did he get that from? And, you know, it's just the creativity homeboy has, man. You know, it puts some game on me, man. I'd have to say quick.
So you had the chance to work with him?
Nah. I haven't met him. You know what I'm saying? I haven't met him yet. But you know, if he's hearing, man, you know, I'd like to say, hey, man, you know, good looking out, dog. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully one day we get to knock something out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. I hope so too, because, you know, you both bring the funk and hip hop.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. Yeah.
And, you know, how did you get the hookups in the industry? Because you've been with a lot of different people.
I'm going to just keep it real, man. Homeboy pretty much that made my, you know, as you can say, my present career right now is Sugar Free. When I met up with him, man, I don't know, remember the back in the day interview, man, I was hitting him up.
Right.
For months, homie, like, and he wouldn't return my calls, and I wanted to shoot him a beat CD. And I went down to the hair spot, heard it, you know, flipped his wig, and we started getting down since then, man, and he shot my beat CDs that met everybody. Man, I was getting calls from everybody. He was flying, Sugar Free was flying me to Vegas to get business done.
Damn.
You know, he's flying me around places, telling me, hey, man, these that, woo woo, we got the beat, we got this, we got the funk, woo. And now, man, my phone has not stopped ringing since.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, so Sugar Free, man, you know, he really looked out for me, you know, the whole Lane Wayne camp, you know, Black Tone, Chubbs, man, Ted, you know what I'm saying, them some cool players, man. And what's up, Red, you know?
Right, yeah, we'll come to, you know, Sugar Free a little later as well. But first off, you know, you produced that All in the Same Gang Part 2 song with a lot of New West artists, and tell us about that.
That was another cool plug, man. You know, TJ Santana went down to the crib, and, you know, he was checking out through some beats, man, and he asked me if I could put some stuff together, and I was like, yeah, man, for sure, dog. So I found the OG sample, and I put a little here and there, you know what I'm saying, did what I did, and then went down to the studio, man, and everybody was up in there, man, you know what I'm saying, Jesus Lone, Gorilla Black, Bishop, you know what I'm saying, a Young Hog, man, Crooked, it was a real cool atmosphere, man, and it was really something, you know, real positive for the streets, man, you know what I'm saying, there was a lot of, you know, black and brown beef going down, and, you know, I felt, you know, a respect there. You know what I'm saying? And it felt, you know what I'm saying, that stuff like that just has to come down, dog, you know? And, you know, There's a lot of things going down, you know, in different parts of the streets, a lot of politics and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But we just have to stop that, you know what I'm saying? And that track did some kind of damage, but expect a lot more from the New West, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Expect a lot more because that's what it is. It's all in the street.
Yeah, it must have been a crazy feeling having all those people in the spot recording over your beat.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, it's another blessing, man, you know? It's a great opportunity, dog, for me, man, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I had a real cool time with that.
I believe y'all had a whole album planned for that or something. Whatever happened to that?
Well, that's still in the process, yeah. That's still in the process. There's a lot of legal activity that needs to get done first. But yeah, man, that's still
you really think it's going to happen?
Yeah, I think so, Doc. Yeah, I think so, you know what I'm saying? Things like that, man, they have to, you know what I'm saying? It might take some time, and I know the world's anticipating it, man, but you know what I'm saying? The wait's going to be worth it, man.
Okay. And you know, yeah, like you mentioned, you've been working a lot with Sugar Free. Tell us about the work process with him. How do you work in the studio with Sugar Free?
Well, Sugar Free's fast. Sugar Free is the fastest individual you could. It's hard to catch up with him. It's hard to just even meet his energy because he's just like, man, you know, it all depends, dog. It all depends on the beat. If you have a slammer and you're it's coming on and he's just like, it'll just get him. He'll pick up a piece of paper and he'll get down. Fastest rider, talent, dog, talent. Like, he's just been blowing through MCs that are there. You know, just like, and putting it down quick. You know, he's a professional, dog, you know what I'm saying? And I can't complain about, you know, his work ethic. It's ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? He's a workaholic. You know what I'm saying? And best believe, man, you know, yeah, he's pimping, but homeboy's a real, real, real artist.
Right. I mean, he's not the regular rapper, but do you match the beats to his flow, or, you know, is it usually, do you have the beat first and then he raps over it, or sometimes you have a flow in his head and you just, you know, put together a beat for it, or?
I always have beats. Every time we mash out, sometimes I'll just go to his crib, you know, over there out in Big Bear, and I'll just have beats, you know, maybe like 15, 20 beats, and he's still bumping some old beats that I have. He probably has maybe about 100 beats of mine that he just plays, he just listens to, and sometimes he just gets into a little groove and he just gets down on them. But yeah, that's usually the process. Like, I'll just have the beat, and he'll just jump on them, he'll just get down on them, and man, it's crazy, dog. Yeah, all the time.
But we were expecting to see more Jay Steez on Just That Water. What happened?
I think a lot of the tracks are being saved for another project, but I was expecting the same as well. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, for... You know what I'm saying? And it's politics, man. You know, it's politics. And then, you know what I'm saying? There was those tracks, man. I could say I like the album, man. It's a solid album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A Freeze Got Down, you know, Sax. You know what I'm saying? I heard Classic Shit. I mean, everybody got down, dog. It was a nice album. It's just one of those things, dog. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of tracks on deck. And let you know that's not Sugar Free's last project.
Okay. And you're currently wrapping up your Return of the West album. That's a heavy title.
Yeah, man. I'm putting that up there, man. The reason why is just because that's how I feel. You know what I mean? This is how I feel. This is how when I meet up with every MC now, every artist, I just feel like that camaraderie. And it wasn't really there when the We're All in the Same Gang popped out. It was just kind of like, man, you know, ain't nobody trying to, you know, get down, ain't nobody repping anything anymore, nothing. It was just like fast, too fast, you know. So I just put down the Return of the West, you know what I'm saying? And me, myself, as a producer, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be entirely produced by me, you know what I'm saying? I got Young Brown on it, the homie. I got G Malone, 40 Glock, Westside Bug, Miss Tiana from the previous album, Badass, Sugar Free, Raz Kaz, Cool Water, Demizza, The Young Hogs, DJ Warrior, Quiz, Dow Jones, Mr. Shadow, K Active, Bang Loose, Young Hootie, El Dorado Red, Magnificent, Better Bop the Lee. Man, it ain't even done yet. I'm gonna be slapping on maybe like 10 more tracks. And it's going to be a heater, homie. I mean, honestly, like, it's going to be probably one of the best albums that I've heard, you know, to date. Ain't nobody heard any of this. It's going to hold, like, 8 new Sugar Free exclusives. you know, like four new 40 Glock bangers and like five new badass joints. And, you know, those them cats, man, they're just like, it's heat, homie. It's heat, dog. I'm gonna tell you like that.
Okay. What should the listener expect when he pops in Return of the West? Like, what's the sound of the album? What do the beats sound like? Is it, you know, old West Coast shit? Did you try new sounds or?
Well, if they haven't heard the Up with the Crown, if you haven't heard like On Point or Feeling You, or you know what I'm saying, some of the badass joints that you got down with or anything like that, that's a definitely thing you need to just cop that album. Or shit, it's probably like all over the net anyway. Just find it and just check it out. And it's a step up from that. It's real West Coast. You're going to catch some stuff that, you know, a West Coast producer, I mean, as far as producing for Sugar Free, you know, I'm going to be dropping some stuff like some Mobb Deep stuff. You know, some real hardcore, hard street anthems. You know, it's just, and it's West. It's not just, it's West. It's here. It's JC's shit. And I'm telling you like this, man, you know, you need to cop this album and listen to what all these cats are saying, you know what I'm saying? And it's not going to be, and it's in the streets, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be in the streets. I ain't got no deal. You know, you might not make a store, but it's going to be in the streets.
Okay.
So, yeah, man.
And out of all the sessions you had for the album, which one was the most memorable?
Well, I think every single one, dog. I think every single one, man, is tight. You know what I'm saying? All of them are different, but every session is tight, man. You just get to see every single artist. You know, grab that pen and paper and just get down and start throwing them ideas out, dog. And it's really tight, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them are were free. They're funny. I mean, Sugar Free the Clown, dog. You know what I'm saying? So you just, man. I mean, you wake up the next day, dog. You know, sore in your stomach because you laugh so hard, man. You know. But, yeah, man, all of them, dog, all of them, you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing to work with all these cats. The talent, man, and you know what I'm saying? And we're going to make this pop, dog, for real.
Okay, and ideally, what would you like the first thing to be that pops up in people's mind when they hear the name Jay Steez?
The tightest producer they've ever heard.
Okay.
The tightest producer they've ever heard, straight up, like that.
All right. Well, man, that's about it for the questions. Is there anything I left out that you would like to add or let us know?
Man, I just, you know what I'm saying, just like to give a shout-out to everybody, man, up on WCNN, man, you know, out on the street, who caught my album, who has supported me to this point. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate it, dog.
It's going to be on the WCNN store?
Hell yeah, man. I can dig that.
Right.
Yeah, I can dig that. Yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff coming out, man, a lot of stuff. Check it out. Gonna be, you know, the Secret Congregation, Sugar Free Secret Congregation is gonna be coming out like in August 21st, I think. You know, you got the Sugar Free and JC's Pippin and Producing Project gonna be coming out in July. Young Brown's Out the Gate coming out in July. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be some heat, man. I'm coming out with a producer kit. I'm coming out with my own water in a minute. Be on the lookout for the shows coming this summer. Some yacht parties. I was doing them yacht parties. All them yacht parties, them boat parties, and the magic parties, JC presents are coming at you again. So stay strong, keep it positive, and keep banging.